Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, the Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
Hey, friends, I've got another free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 23 is in the books. It went about an hour. Ben Glaze and I reviewing clips from current episodes of one of America's great morning shows, the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. Go to their website, freebeerandhotwings.com, to check out a station near you so you can get in on the magic. Anyway, Ben Glaze and I listened to a number of clips and had a good time goofing on those boys. They love it. So anyway, if you want the full show, it's available on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. And the best part is you can get it for free. I offer you a 7-day free trial. You go there, you sign up, you put in a payment form, and you're like, oh, that's it. He's going to scam me. But hold on. You cancel it right after you get done signing up. And you still get the 7 days free. Why do I do that? Well, frankly, I want you to sign up for my Patreon because you love what's on there. So I'm giving you a risk-free 7-day trial. If after the 7 days you're like, you know what? He's right. Then just sign up again and throw $5 or $10 a month at it and you're good to go. So there you go. Check it out for free for 7 days. patreon.com/Eric Zane. For now, enjoy this free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers?
Oh, Darla.
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
I'll be happy to listen back to it later.
Sure, it's completely out of context, but that's not my problem.
Cars, Christmas, incredible. New York.
You can hear that?
I don't like it. I don't, like, it doesn't bother me.
Yes, it does.
More next. It is the Free Beer Show.
Hey! Asshole. God, that guy pisses me off.
Who are these? these free beers.
Hello once again, everyone, and welcome in to Kyle Fade to start. We're so glad you are back for the live stream of show number 23, live stream recording.
Wow.
Yeah, for Who Are These Free Beers, a fan favorite for a lot of people.
This one makes no sense to me, why they even did it. Free beer brings up a new way to name your kids, so this one ought to be a bunch of laughs.
On the way, do you have a raindrop name? None of you do, actually. Anybody heard of that?
No.
I don't know what that is.
Apparently, this is the new thing. Everybody wants to name their kids a raindrop name.
Okay. This is yet another example of a bit that you don't have to be there in the morning to do this segment. Okay?
Right.
There could be a nuclear war going on, and Freeburn Hot Wings, they're going to be talking about raindrop names. Why do you get up at 2:30 in the morning to go discuss shit that's evergreen, that's not time sensitive, that's... I don't get it. I don't understand why this show is even live at this point. All right, raindrop name.
Yes. What is a raindrop name, you ask? Let's find out from Freebeer.
Yeah.
Two or more syllables.
By the way, I'm actually excited to find out because I'm always like, I want it to be something interesting, and it never is. And when it's not interesting, I'm even more excited about if it was actually interesting. It's never interesting. It's always stupid.
Two or more syllables with four or fewer letters. And
again, I'm confused. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Typically, they include a consonant that rolls off the tongue like M, L, N, R, or Y.
Arr.
And they usually feel...
They usually feel.
Yeah, I forgot that. I didn't even catch that.
They usually feel. What does usually mean, you retard?
This is the quote. Mirror smooth, self-contained miniatures. What? When you say them, like a raindrop in a rainstorm.
I don't know. That confused me the end.
Everything is so weird.
And the next clip, he gives examples.
Names that have topped the baby name list for the last 15 or 20 years, especially. Names like Emma, Mary, Anna, Leah, Noah, Alan, Liam, Ryan.
So what?
I know.
So fucking what? I mean, talk about you give the people that you're with just nowhere to go.
Oh, and it does go nowhere. You'll find out why, or in the next clip. That the end of this clip is not edited. I didn't edit in any way. So
yeah, talk about dealing these people a dud hand.
Right.
It's like what? It, and then he has to decide like when he's is prepping the show 5 hours before it starts.
Yeah.
He's going, oh my god, yeah, I'm putting this in. We're gonna talk about this. This is gonna be a hit. A lot of the times when we would discuss shit, Greg might bring it up. Beforehand, and if there was any degree of back and forth and maybe a little bit of give and take or arguing, he would realize that it's going to be a fun thing to talk about because we feel strongly about something.
Right.
But so then he would make that decision to put it on the show plan.
Yeah.
But raindrop names. What the fuck, man?
Just names with two syllables.
Cool.
With four letters or less.
Oh,
all right. The last clip. Why are raindrops name? Oh, God, I can't talk. Why are raindrop names given, you ask? Let's find out and have this subject go absolutely nowhere. So listen to the end of the clip. And like I said, it's not edited.
The woman who was the first to use this term and point this out believes it was a market correction for the overly lengthened names of the 20th century.
Wowzers.
Maybe. There were long names that were really popular.
I mean, there were more three-syllable names, I guess. You know, your Jennifers and Christophers and Nicholases and whatnot. But
seems like a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I mean, a lot of the names were popular with boys. For the 20th century, the most popular ones were still all biblical names.
Shifting gears, September 14th, 2016. A viral star was born.
It just petered out after like 2 minutes of talking about
it. Well, yeah, he realized the slowest guy on the football field picked up the fumble and was running the wrong way to the end zone.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think there could be some biblical names there.
He realized, oh, no, what have I done? I have loaded up the boring cannon, and now here we go.
There used to be three-syllable names. Now there's two.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to do it. My latest edition of Who Are These Freebeers? If you want the full show, check it out on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. And listen, I don't want you to stop listening to the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. Keep listening, goddammit. And then tip me off when there's something that we can goof on. All right? Just send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Till next time, have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Mess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.